Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. My boss is a very busy man. With running a great restaurant, you know?
A lot of distractions, man. We're back.
So I think we were talking about how Inter wasn't...
Inter is probably my least favorite. I don't like Juventus either.
Yeah?
Actually, it's between those two, but I think I dislike Inter the most.
Okay.
Being the inter-city rivalry, they usually, you know, for a long time, they were the best team in Milan, and then Milan had their run back in the late 80s and early 90s. Milan started winning a lot, and
they have so many great players. They overlapped them,
and they've had so many great players. The reason why I became a Milan fan is when I was little, I loved this player. His name was Gianni Rivera.
Oh, okay.
And he was a lot like Pirlo as a player. Right. Very, very stand up, you know, make beautiful passes, you know. And that's really the type of player that I became.
You like the playmaker type, but...
I like the playmaker, you know, midfielder, you know, seeing the field, you know.
I remember my dad, since he's a huge fan, he showed me, it's in his time. It was like the Ronaldinho's, the Hullets, the Ruud Hullets and all that. Like those great...
Ruud Gullit? Yeah. Ruud Gullit, Frank Rijkaard.
They were insane players.
Marco van Basten. I named my kid after van Basten.
Oh, really? Marco. Yeah. I didn't know.
That's how big of a Milan fan I am, that I named my son after my favorite Milan player, which was Marco van Basten, which...
No, legacy still, they're still pretty, it's been tough for
this. The Dutch have been, you know, they've had their struggles.
Yeah. But AC Milan, they've a little rough patch, but they have some good, young players.
Right now they're on a really...
Gattuso, I never thought the new manager would do that good. Like
Gattuso was a good player.
He was a good player.
This is Gianni Rivera.
Yeah.
Okay, they used to call him the Golden Boy.
Yeah?
Yeah. But look at that, Gianni, top 10 goals, AC Milan. This was him. I mean, he's the reason why I became a Milan fan. Because usually you associate with a certain player, mm-hmm. and that's why you become a fan of that player, and then
and follow
the team that he plays on. But that's him. And we're talking...
La memoria che si rinnova.
We're talking about...
Molti di voi,
he's so stylish with the ball.
Pure visto giocare.
Just stylish, upright.
Un'occasione in più per capire chi era. Cosa era? Calcio d'altri tempi? Forse. Ma ci sono gesti, ci sono campioni che valgono per sempre.
I like the skills, the no-look pass in there.
Oh yeah, but he was just like...
He was in the next level.
Yeah, he was just like... He was the golden... He won the golden boot in Europe. And,
yeah.
But, it's fine. I'm going to show you his top 10 goals. There he is right there. Look at the shirts from Milan back then.
Yeah.
Watch the passes he used to make. It's like...
The difference between soccer players now and back then, there's like the way they look and everything.
He's the reason why I became a Milan fan.
Yeah.
Not because I was born in Milan. I mean, some of the stuff they used to do, like...
He's an Italian? Italian player, yeah.
Gianni Rivera was Italian.
Wow.
But look at the stadium back then. It was a totally different thing because there wasn't a lot of television.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So, have you ever been to an NFL game like the Patriots or...
Oh, yeah.
So,
some tickets.
Have you ever gone to Milan? You've seen Milan.
I've seen
Milan. What would you say is the difference in, like, the atmosphere?
Oh, my God. The passion.
Yeah.
It's like, when you go to a Patriots game, you're going to the Patriots game because it's almost like... It's a place where you want to be seen. You want to be seen at the Patriots game. You want to drink. You want to do that. When you go to a Milan game, you're going for the game. You're going for...
The chance and all that.
The chance, the jumping up and down, the flares going up. It's a totally different thing. And you know, when you go to a Patriots game, you got the guy in the bathroom next to you, can't even freaking stand straight.
Right.
Over there, there's, you know, people don't go there to get wasted. They go there to go watch a game.
Yeah,
you know, it's a totally different environment, totally different, fandom, I should say.
Yeah, it's You know, it's the world sport, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. So, apart from the from Milan and, like, the competitions and all that...
Yeah.
How, like, from Italy... And it, how important is the World Cup to Italy?
Well, the World Cup, Italy being one of the premier teams in the world... Of course, you know, their ambition is always to win a World Cup.
Right.
You know, it's always between... If you really think about it, only seven countries... and won the World Cup.
Yeah.
Italy, Brazil, Germany, Argentina, Uruguay, France, and I think England. So that's,
yeah, I think they won like once.
England once at home in 66. So there's really, it's always the same teams that end up being in the quarterfinals, you know.
And they win it with such class.
And if you notice in the World Cup that those teams, those same teams, being Germany, Italy, France, Spain. Spain is the seventh team that won the World Cup. Those same teams get stronger as the tournament goes.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of like start off usually not that strong, but you can tell early on that they're going to mature into you know, a potential winner.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you ever feel like, I know this year they didn't qualify, but for other years, do you ever... get like scared that they don't qualify?
Oh yeah. There's been other instances where Italy came close, not qualifying. They had to go and play in Russia one year, home at home. Same mm-hmm. thing that they did with Sweden.
And, the two legs, yeah.
Yeah, they went to Russia and it was snow and whatever. They ended up pulling off a win, and then the home game was pretty, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. In the history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've always. It's always tough. It's never an easy road. To be honest with you, the European Cup is tougher to win than the World Cup.
You think so?
Yeah, because look at all the weak teams that end up in the World Cup. Like the New Zealands and all these teams that, you know, in Europe, when you make the European Cup, it's the top 16 European teams, period, which are a lot better than in a lot of the other teams like Qatar or whatever. You know, you got all these second tier teams. African teams, some, you know, which are up on, you know, they're coming up right now, but
they give everyone, like, you know, like how, like,
but the European Cup to me is harder to win than
do you know how many times Italy won the European Cup?
Only once
yeah, no.
Only once, and back in 1980.
Oh, I didn't know that. So it's actually really hard to qualify for a World Cup for Europe wise, but like also for like other countries like Latin America, like they have the Brazils and all that and the Argentinas.
Yeah. I mean, so, in Latin America, I think half the teams end up making it.
Yeah, it's like the top five or whatever.
Top five, and then you have the sixth place team or the top four. Then the fifth place team plays in a playoff round. But I think they've had as many as six.
Yeah.
From Latin America.
There's only like two real threats.
Well, defending champs.
Yeah.
You know, Argentina's been a defending champ. Brazil has been a defending champ.
Yeah.
So as a defending champ, you used to be able to, you know, not have to qualify.
I got lucky this year. Peru made it to that fifth spot, so they enter the tournament so they can qualify. So they haven't qualified for 35 years, and now they're finally in it.
Yeah,
Peru's it's a big deal. I remember the president gave 1 week holiday for qualify.
Yeah.
Is it that? Like, when Italy qualifies, is there a huge party, or is it more like a sigh of relief? Like, oh, thank God we made it.
Sigh of relief.
Yeah, because you guys are used to...
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys... Okay.
Yeah. There's no big parties. The big party is when we win it all.
So, on each... Like, on a game day...
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, ritual... Or, like, how is Italy? Are they, like, scared?
In Italy?
Yeah.
The country itself is... Yeah. There's a lot of tension. It's... You know, nothing's easy. Nothing comes easy for Italy. Italy has a tendency to turn a non-game into a game. They're making it difficult on themselves, you know, with the approach they take to a game. Like they did with Sweden. Oh, you know, they took a very defensive posture against a team that didn't have anything.
It was just an ugly
match, both games, especially the home game, and then... This coach decided he didn't want to play the kids that had Insigne.
Yeah, I know. They played De Rossi instead and tried to play defensive for the last...
You need a goal.
You need a goal. Yeah. You got to just risk it all.
Why isn't that kid in there? The kid has been, you know, one of the top scorers, you know, Italian scorers.
Yeah, young talent.
Yeah, really young good. Talent coming up, and you're keeping him on the bench.
It's not. No. You'd want him out. You don't want him next year. Oh, in the next couple of years.
You had the other kid who plays for PSG.
Verratti. He's good.
Yeah.
I wanted
him. And he took him out. I mean, this coach just made him. He just butchered the whole thing. And
so you hopefully he gets sacked. You're hoping.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah. He's gone. Ventura.
Who would you want to manage?
Who would I want? Yeah. I would want Ancelotti.
Ancelotti would be
ideal for because he commands respect. He knows the game. He was a great player himself. You know, Ancelotti would be a great. Conte.
I was going to ask you.
I do not like him. I don't like his style. I don't like his you know. Doing this in the middle, like, you know, calm down, you know, show some.
I'm a Man United fan, so when we beat Chelsea.
Show composure, you know. To me, he's too much of a rah 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 fan, you know.
Yeah.
Than he is a.
He needs to, like, tone it down.
I'm sure tactically he's pretty sound.
Yeah.
You know, having played it for Juve and coached it, you know.
Who, like, would you see Pirlo one day ever managing Italy?
No.
No? You don't think so?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't know if he's going to go into that. I don't know if he's... I don't know. I don't know if that's his gig, you know? Players of that class very rarely go on to become great coaches. It's just a different...
The only time I was able to see him, I saw him when he played for New York.
But he was done. He was done by then, you know?
Yeah. So,
this is Johnny DeVito. Look at him.
Wow. Oh my god. Oh.
I just missed that one.
But the vision they have, a lot of it, they're class passers.
Yeah, this team had Ajax. Look at Johan Cruyff. Look how fast he was.
So, in the present day, who would you be your favorite Italian player?
Present day?
Present day.
I like Verratti.
Yeah.
And. I think Verratti would probably be my favorite.
I felt bad that Buffon didn't win another one or World Cup.
He won 2006, but
Buffon's been there for years.
Yeah, this shot.
Wow.
It was Verratti.
How do you think? How did you feel when Italy didn't qualify?
Believe it or not, I wasn't. I didn't take it hard. I didn't think they deserved it. I don't think they played well enough to move on. I think they played scared, and they paid the price for it. I didn't go home and cry. You know, I said, if you play like that, you deserve to go out. You know.
Right.
So I didn't. It didn't upset me. It didn't as it would normally do.
Yeah.
You know.
You have to work for it. You think?
Well, it's hard working for it. They just didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
They didn't deserve with the style of play that they played and the way they approached the game. Just totally.
When Italy won the
deflating
World Cup, how was Italy like? What? How big were the celebrations? Can you give like description of like how?
Oh my God!
How everyone was.
I remember in 1982 when we beat Germany 3-1 in the final, the North End, which is the Italian part of Boston. Just went crazy. I mean, there was, I think the parade around Boston with the boats and cars and everything was bigger than the one they had in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, banners like waving all over the place. The whole city of Boston became Italy fans.
Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they beat Germany and that was great. In 2006, I wasn't here. I was in North Carolina, but so there was no celebrations there. Obviously, you know.
Oh, you were celebrating.
We were celebrating. We watched it. Believe it or not, I watched the game with a Peruvian friend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, his name was Ruben De La Calle.
De La Calle,
and actually, his son, little Ruben, is my son's Marco's one of his best friends.
Oh yeah.
Still, you know the mother. Patricia, which was the mother, she used to make ceviche for us, and it was pretty damn good.
Ceviche,
so.
Yeah, ceviche. Is really
yeah. So, yeah.
So, okay.
That's why I watched the 2006 finals with them and my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law.
So the World Cup's a big deal for you.
Oh yeah. Don't call me during the World Cup. I don't care who's playing. I want to watch every game, whether Italy's playing or not. You know, it's like watching the Final Four.
So what do you think so different between the World Cup and like any other final, like a Super Bowl or
because World Series? It's truly the world. It's the Super Bowl is American. It's not the world. I mean, you're not you don't have a team from Italy or Germany or Spain playing in the Super Bowl. You got it's really a national game. It's not a world game.
Yeah, you can see in the crowds on the TV, like every single country who's supporting, like on their little cult, they have their cultures, they have their tribe stuff.
But you go to a game and you see the stadium shakes when you go to a soccer game, you know, from everybody being into it. When you go to any of these football games or even baseball games, and I'm a big baseball fan, you don't have the same fervor, you know.
Soccer's just a completely.
It's
okay. You
know, it's the true world game,
right?
So
lastly, that's the difference. Who are you rooting for this year since Italy's not making it?
It's gonna be tough to
root for another team.
I'd like to see Messi win it with Argentina. There's a few teams that I'd like to see them go further. Belgium, I think, should be able to go further, but they'll find a way to choke.
They have good players.
They have good players. Spain is very strong.
They have a lot of young talent.
They got a lot of young talent.
Same with France, though.
I don't know. Yeah, France, too. But I think Spain is just... I don't know. They're just solid right now.
Yeah. When
Germany, of course, is one of the favorites.
Oh, yeah. They're like a machine. They all work
together. Yeah, but I don't think they're going to win it this year.
I don't think so, either.
No. I don't think they have the quality.
The way they played in like the Euros...
They don't have the quality. They were lucky to win the last one, you know, with that Götze goal against Argentina. And Argentina played like shit. But anyways, I like to see Messi win it because he has never won the World Cup.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, maybe some European team.
Maybe some like underdog team like Iceland. No, I'm kidding about that. But like, no, they really won.
I don't care shit. It's about Iceland. Scandinavian teams. I'd like to see more of a Latin team.
Yeah. I don't want Brazil to win.
That's another team I don't like. I don't like Brazil. I'm not a big fan of Neymar, even though he's one of the best players in the world.
They're too showy.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think they have the class. I mean, these players like that, and they want to be watched. It's like they know. You know who reminds me of Neymar? Is LeBron.
Yeah.
You see LeBron when he's going in there and he's like going like this, like he wants you to, you know, this is what I did, you know, that turns me off.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Kawhi Leonard is the opposite, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So.
All right. Well, I think that's it. This is Football Mundial. Thank you, Mario.
You got it.
This is a great interview. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
Thank you.